Hello, everybody. This is Tina Marie, and I'm wishing you an amazing day. And know that you are definitely living the life that you were meant to live, and you are on purpose. Today, on our call, I wanted to share the ultimate success formula. It is approaching the end of year, and as these times come around, we can feel crunched. The time can feel as though it's not our own, that many other commitments are taking the place of what we had aimed to achieve by this time in our year, and then even by the end of the year. So what I want to share is something that I work with my clients with. At this time, many of them come into my office and we do what's called a deep dive. And so in a deep dive, we assess your year, which we've done periodically across the year anyway, but at this time we're doing it with a different type of focus. And I want to share the very formula that I utilize in our deep dive and allow you to do it for yourself in your own business, in your own home. It doesn't matter what your goals are, if it's to lose weight, to find your soulmate, to heal relationships, to start a business or to grow a business, to increase your efficacy in your career, to gain new education. It really does not matter what your goal is. This formula works across the board. So I wanted to share this. So please do grab a piece of paper if you can right now, or replay this later when you can. And I'm going to share. That way you have it in your own Rolodex of what to do. I used that word Rolodex the other day with a millennial, and they looked at me and they said, "You actually said that word. I've heard my dad say that." And I said, "Yes, I still have the programming of Rolodex in my brain. In fact, my Rolodex is very thick and it has a lot of wonderful names of people all over the world that can make things happen." And so I'm very proud of the depth and the thickness and the very richness inside my Rolodex. So I still use that word. There's a little chuckle moment there yesterday morning with this millennial over breakfast. So today what we're sharing is the ultimate success formula. This was taught to me by Tony Robbins, and many of you have been with me to events with Tony Robbins and know that I'm actually trained as a strategic interventionist in his work and also as a coach. And I apply these formulas because they work. It's great whenever we're able to reap and cultivate those things in our lives from a book, from a program, from a mentor, from an experience, and pass them on to other people. And so I give credit where credit is due, and I learned this from Tony Robbins many, many years ago. The ultimate success formula goes like this. Number one, decide what you are 100% committed to achieving. Number two, take massive action to achieve the goal. Number three, assess what is working and what is not working. And number four, change what is not working until it is working and you achieve your goal. So I want to review these all very quickly. This isn't going to take much time because I know we're all very busy. Number one, decide what you are 100% committed to achieving. Now, the interesting thing is that most people that either come to me because they're interested in coaching with me or utilizing the skill sets that I have here through our technologies inside of our company, they get tripped up here most. They get tripped up with the decision. What are you 100% committed to achieving? And 100% means 100%. If you're in a relationship right now and you have committed yourself to be monogamous and committed to this person, and you've stated that, they stated it to you, and then one day your spouse or your significant other, your partner or your girlfriend or your boyfriend comes to you and they say, "You know what? You know, I'm committed to being 90% committed to our relationship." What would that feel like? Whenever you receive that, it would start a lot of question marks going off in your head. What do you mean 90%? Where's the other 10%? And what does that mean? Do you want to see other people? I mean, we have all these things happen. So we can't really be 90% faithful to someone, and you cannot be 90% faithful to your goal. So it's 100% committed. And that means you're going to have a buy one date. This isn't taught in Tony's formula so much, but I add it because if we do not have a buy one date where you're going to meet this goal, then oftentimes we give ourselves excuses. We let ourselves off the hook. We say, "You know what, that's good enough. I tried my best." All these things are basically another version of not 100%. So what are you 100% committed to achieving? Second, take massive action to achieve the goal. Massive action means breaking habits that may not be serving you to get to your goal. And I guarantee you have habits around you that are not helping you get to your goal. Get up earlier. Start working out. Breathe more. You'd be amazed at how much breath can give you more clarity and focus and energy in your life. Cut the cords of those people that are draining you. And it's not that you're blaming them and having to do it in an ill way. You do it because you want to make this goal happen. After all, you are 100% committed to achieving it. Change your daily habits. Change what you're eating, what you're focusing on. Turn off the TV, turn off the radio, take a different route to work. There's tons of different things you can do to create achievement of your goal. And it says take massive action. So find out right now, what habits do you have that are not helping you get to your goal, and cut those. Then assess what, number three, assess what's working and what's not working. It's easy enough. Get a sheet of paper, draw a line down the middle, make a T chart, what's working, what's not working, and inventory your actions. Only you can inventory your actions. And I do this with my clients. We need to get really real on what's working and what's not working. If it is not working, and if it is not getting you to your goal, it has to go. It can be put on the back burner after you achieve your goal, and you can pull it back out. And you can say, am I going to redo this and look at this and pull this back in? But right now, if that thing is distracting you, taking your time, your energy, your money, your focus, your relationships, whatever it is, it's taking you, and it's not on the direct path to achieve your goal, it's got to go. And number four, change what's not working until it is working and you achieve your goal. This is also a place where people get tripped up. We say, well, you know, it seems to be working. Or I've invested so much time in this that to stop investing time in this is possibly what? Not going to have you feel good? Or is it just going to continue to distract you and drag you down? I urge each one of us to not make decisions on keeping something in our life because we've spent so much time making the mistake to keep it in our life. We end up excusing ourselves to stay in either bad relationships, bad health habits, bad careers, just bad decisions on our jobs or our businesses because we've made a commitment at some point in the past and we said we're going to do it until it works. What if it's not working? And only you will know this for yourself. So if it's not working, change it. If it's not working, change it. Change it now. And find something that is working. Take massive action. Be 100% committed to your goal and achieving it. And that's our lesson for today. Thank you for tuning in. Find out more resources here on our website at tinamarie.com. And if you have a company, a team of three or more that you'd love to have me come in and speak to and share these types of messages with your team, get you focused, get you on track, gain more energy, create synergies that you didn't know you had, give us a call at 888-721-4204, 888-721-4204, or go to our website at tinamarie.com, drop me a message, and I'd love to come meet your team, I'd love to come meet your people, and I'd love to come share these wonderful technologies, because they are technologies when you apply them, these tool sets, these strategies in your life, in your team's life, and those results that you're wanting to achieve this year are completely doable. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great month.